If you want to help support our channel, head over to Patreon and become a VIP member today. And we'd show appreciate it. Right now, you might be wondering, where the hell were these guys on Sunday if you didn't pay attention last week? That's because Chris and myself have taken 2 weeks off for spring break. And rather than leave you guys hanging, we decided to record a series of these shorter episodes to fill in on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's week two of spring break. And that's right. And we are going to be, I just noticed you're wearing a Scott Steiner shirt.
Big Papa Pump is your hookup. Holler if you fucking hear me. It's birth for spring break. Come on.
Oh, man. He was nice in real life. I mean, like, I've always heard mixed reviews about him. But what is it about me and meeting people who are alleged assholes? Because Axel was nice. Mm-hmm. Ron Jeremy was nice.
Yeah. Well, Scott Steiner, that was just his character, I think, on TV. And he played it so fucking well. I remember even
Vader.
Yeah. I met him and Kevin Nash once at a comic book store. It was like 15 minutes from my house. They're doing like a signing there. I was like, fuck yeah, we're going.
Vader was nice, and he's got a bad rep too. Mm-hmm. But like, I was working with that guy. Like, I was in the locker room with him, and he was just cool. He was like talking to us, man. We was asking him questions. He was telling us old stories. We were all laughing and shit. And yeah, man, rest in peace, Vader. I never had a bad experience with him. I'm sorry for everybody that did, but
no.
Must be something about me.
Yeah.
I never get the asshole version of the celebrity when I meet them, so I must be doing it wrong.
You must be giving off some good vibes and good energy. Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not... I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not trying to get that so I can post it on social media.
Yeah. You check your ego at the door, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. Anyway. Today, we're going to be checking out Dust in the Wind.
No, not that Dust in the Wind. I almost had me at first on the last episode. I was like, what? They covered fucking Kansas? In what universe?
Yeah, it was a pre-November rain ritual. But that's happening today on the show. We're going to listen to Dust in the Wind. And then stick around, because on Wednesday, it's your boy Dustin Bones' turn to do a dealer's choice for the spring break song review. And I think you're going to like what I've got lined up for you. If you're a rock and roll fan, and you know something? Even Mason Frost can't fucking argue with me on this. I got you, motherfucker. Checkmate.
The song now currently known as Hard School.
I'll caution you, mate, bitch. Every chance was given with no effort spared to save what we had.
You're going to William Shatner the whole lyrics of Hard School?
All in good faith. I would not hesitate to hit that intro and start the goddamn show.
Let's do it.
Hey, spring motherfucking break.
I close my eyes only to find out that's not the song reviewing.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we're going to be checking out Guns N' Roses used to cover Kansas before allegedly. They would. Allegedly.
In a parallel universe, let's see. And maybe, like, if this is Earth 616, maybe like Earth 617, not 619. That's Rey Mysterio's planet, okay?
Yeah.
Booyaka, but... booyaka, and all that.
Booyaka, booyaka, 619, booyaka, booyaka, 619.
Oh, it's crazy I said that. Somehow Siri on my watch caught on to that, and it gave me the lyrics to Booyaka, booyaka, 619. That's not what I was looking for.
Oh, I want to give a shout-out to Duke Slayer 64 because the version of Dust in the Wind we're going to listen to is one of these remixes that people make that sounds like a studio version.
Yeah, so we're doing this, trying to find the song on YouTube, whatever. And so this is basically a remix. It combines an instrumental made by the legendary, the GOAT himself, Vader. And I guess Duke Slayer improved the vocals from like one of the live versions that was out there. Nice. And yeah, so this, like, Dust in the Wind was used as an intro for November Rain. I think on the Skin and Bones tour, it seems like. Mostly I see a lot of live recordings from 93. So I assume that's around either the end of the User Illusion part or when they did Skin and Bones, Europe, and then into Argentina for those final shows.
Okay. Well, that's pretty exciting. I'm really looking forward to this because I sure haven't heard this edit studio versions, quasi studio version.
Yeah. I briefly skimmed through it just to be like, okay, this is what I think it is. And just to make sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't it wasn't like a LimeWire hack where we're getting like a bunch of like moaning or fart noises or something.
Or Soulja Boy up in a hoe. Why me crank it? Why me rope? You remember that back in the day when download something on Kazaa? You're trying to download Lynyrd Skynyrd or some shit and you get Soulja Boy after 4 hours of downloading. You get Soulja Boy up in a hoe. Why me crank it? Why me rope?
Honestly, that's smart marketing, man.
It was smart on his point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Piss you off at the time, though. Anyway, this is Dust in the Wind by Guns N' Roses. Not Kansas.
It's Todd Rundgren. I just figured that out 5 minutes ago before we started recording this.
Woohoo! That sounds a lot like the Chinese Democracy intro.
Well, as it began?
Oh, yeah. We will not be reviewing As It Began, by the way. It is an instrumental.
It's a great instrumental, though, if you can find it.
Oh, it is beautiful. If you find it, if you can find it, I highly recommend checking it out because it is a very beautiful instrumental. Isn't it wild that Axl can do this? Because you got such a badass, I don't know how to word it. Like, he's such a badass motherfucker that you don't expect him to be able to get on the damn piano and play this classical kind of style that he is able to play.
Yeah, but I think with the, you know, 80s hair metal basically proved that, you know, every bad boy has a soft side thanks to the power ballad.
Yeah.
Know. You know, Bret Michaels, we found out, was actually a dude when he didn't wear any makeup and sang Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
I don't think a lot of people back in the day were disappointed when they found out Poison were dudes.
Yeah. Well, unless you're Steel Panther, you almost question your sexuality.
I saw a post, I think it was on Twitter, and somebody wrote, I jacked off to Poison for like 6 months before I figured out they were all dudes, and another 2 weeks after that.
What, did you confuse Poison with Vixen?
Dude, Vixen is a good band, man.
Someday
we need to check out some Vixen on the show.
I'm down. I've heard some of their stuff, so I like what I heard.
Yeah, me too. Is this how it went when they did it live? Because I got to be honest with you, man, this is awesome.
I don't recall. A little bit, kind of, I guess. This is a little more Like some of the live versions are only about 3.5-4 minutes. This one, mm-hmm. I think, extends it by about a minute or so.
I am hearing some clipping in there.
Yeah, like the vocals were just a tad off on a couple parts.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of expected when you're trying to convert a live track into some studio version.
Yeah. I'm not hating on it, though. I mean, it's
cool. Yeah.
Quite enjoying it.
Yeah. And I do have lyrics if you want to get into those later on. Or...
Yeah, let's wait until we get about halfway through.
All right.
Slash gonna slash on this long ass guitar.
Yeah, especially drunk Slash. I mean, they're drunk and on shit all the time. So
is drunk Slash, wasn't it?
This is very drunk Slash. Well, actually not very drunk. Not like, you know, that one time where he fucked up the intro to Welcome to the Jungle.
Is that the day that the cigarette fell in his pants?
Have you heard him
tell that story?
I think so. I'm trying to recall things.
So Slash tells a story where he was really drunk on stage one night and he had the top of his pants unbuttoned and he wasn't wearing a shirt. Yeah. And he was smoking a cigarette and the cigarette fell out of his mouth and it fell into his pants and then it like burned his junk.
Oh my goodness.
And he just had to keep going.
Oh God.
And just fucking deal with it. Yeah.
I guess that's an interesting way to get a circumcision.
No. Hey, oh, wait, do we got a, where's that?
Yeah, there we go.
So are they using multiple takes of Axl to create this double audio thing that they're doing?
I'm not sure. Maybe it seems like, or they probably just like they're trying to isolate Axl's vocal from, I guess, a live recording. It seems like, like they're trying, like, you know, fade out the instrument as much as possible so you can only get the vocal.
Yeah.
So like it's not like fully a cappella, but it's probably as close as you can get, especially if you're taking it from a live recording.
Yeah, well, this was done 2 months ago when Duke Slayer uploaded this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give him a sub right now. We recommend you guys go and do the same.
Yeah.
And so AI would have been accessible to him at this point.
Yeah, definitely. So maybe some AI tools would have helped with that too. And I guess maybe this Evader mix. I've never heard this one. I guess it was floating around for a while. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, probably. Probably. Evader does some good shit. Evader, if you're watching, come on our show. We want to interview you.
Oh, we would fucking love to. That's like one of our like dream guests right now.
Yeah, I don't even know how to get in touch with him. Or her.
If anyone does, please help us out.
Yeah. Tell Evader. You know who I think it would be? Probably Jeff. That'd be the one that gets a hold of it.
It's another Franz alias.
Yeah. Turns out it is Franz.
Yeah, I was going to say Franz is better with the video and audio, so it has to be someone else in the community.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't be remaking Chad Democracy stuff, so.
No, Franz hates Chad.
Franz is not about the CD era.
No.
Just in the beginning,
All right, I'm going to pause it because I think we're getting ready for the outro. Why don't you read us some lyrics?
All right. I can do like first verse, then chorus, and then if you want to hear even more, I'll go through that. Tell everybody that I am sorry, truly sorry, for all the wrong I've done. I never meant to hurt nobody. No, no. Lord, I never want to do no wrong. And I have lied, and I have begged, and I have cheated. And I know my ship, it won't be coming in. And as I lay me down to take my rest, I can see that it's just dust in the wind.
So it's a sad song.
Kind of, yeah. It's almost like a self-reflection. It's like...
like an end-of-life real... reflection.
It seems like it, yeah. It's like he's confessing for all the shit he's done in the past, like right before, you know, he just goes.
Ugh. Sad day.
It's dark.
It fits.
Especially to play right before November Rain.
Yeah. Well, that also kind of has a dark tone to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it fits in with the music video. It's like, how the hell did his bride die?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't until Tara and Robin. Yeah. When we watched November Rain like 100 times with Tara and Robin that day, I never noticed that there was a mirror in the coffin.
Yeah, because it was a half-open casket or something. So usually you think if that's the case, it's like, you know, half the face. Some people, you know, like, you're like fucking hit with a shotgun or some shit, and half the face is fucked up, whatever.
Yeah.
It's weird, yeah.
I guess we could read the Dale James book and find out, but I don't know. That sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, I have the ebook on my iPad. I'll have to read it one of these days.
We'll do an ebook reading with Tara and Robin someday if we can get a hold of them.
Dude, hell yeah, we can read Guns. Let's do a Guns Real Book Club. We just read about, you know, rock and roll books.
Hell yeah, I can still get a hold of Robin. I don't know about Tara though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked when they were around because it was us, but with chicks.
Yeah. Like, in a way, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, man. I always thought it'd be fun to do a Valentine's Day episode where we do a skit with Tara and Robin where, like, we fake, like, a date with them, but now we're taking my shitty dating advice. And then we do, like, a reenactment of how the date would go using Tara and Robin. This is a bit that never made it. But then my shitty dating advice, like, works.
Like, not a bad idea.
But then I would have to feed them lines that I'm not comfortable with feeding them because I don't know. You know, I don't want them saying shit like, oh, wow, this whole date has made me so horny. And shit like that.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I would be tempted to write. If I'm writing the bit, I got to write the bit. I can't be thinking about the comfort level of the other person in delivering it. You figure all that out in post.
Yeah.
But, man, that was one of the – that was a bit we never did, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But it would have been hilarious.
Backing vocals from Street of Dreams.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good idea. I never would have thought of that. I'm digging this. I can't help it. And there it is.
Dust like dust in the wind.
And it's gone. There.
And then
I wonder how close this is to the Kansas version.
Not at all.
That's not close at all. No. How close is it to the Guns N' Roses what they play on stage?
Pretty close, I'd say. Similar-ish. Okay. Maybe they added some shit, maybe extended some stuff.
Yeah.
Some parts and some jam sections and whatnot. But yeah, this is the closest thing we're going to get to a studio quality version of this. So, I mean, we'll take it.
Yeah. And I am cool with that. Whose turn is it to do the review first?
I believe it's mine.
It's your turn? All right, Chris. Well, what did you think about Dust in the Wind?
It's interesting, with a lot of Guns N' Roses covers, they try and cover from even, outside of their own genre. They do, cover other rock bands and stuff, too. But, I mean, they're trying to, bring out some sort of, Todd Rundgren, I don't think he's that much of a rock guy. He just probably does more, other genre. I don't know. The name's familiar, but I haven't really... I'm not sure what else Todd Rundgren does, to be honest. But it's a name that, you're kind of familiar with, but you haven't really heard much of. And I think that's what's good about Guns N' Roses. They cover, familiar names, but, it's kind of exposing people to maybe some new music they may like, I have to hear the original version to see if, the GNR standard holds up, where theirs is almost better, if not at the same level as the original. But this is decent, at least for an intro for November Rain. I think we covered the other intro that they used to do, the cover of It's All Right.
Yes. Yeah. I think we did that in season 2, episode 1. It was
a season 2 or a season 3 premiere, I believe.
It was definitely a premiere, I believe.
Yeah. I remember that was a premiere. I gotta see what rating we gave that one.
It's all up in them archives, though, if you're interested. It is
definitely all up in the archives. Oh, shit, I don't even think we even put that one on there. Or did we?
We've missed a few on the spreadsheet.
Yeah, shit, I was gonna say, compared to that, but that's okay. That was pretty cool, because it was just, Axl on piano doing his thing. But this one, I think, is a bit cooler, because you have the whole band is involved in it, too, as well. Which I think adds more, some more entertainment to, if you were to go see this in concert. I think it's decent. I did like the arrangement on this one. It was pretty cool. As a lead-in for November Rain, it's not too bad. I would give it a 3 out of 5.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm in a similar boat, man. I really liked the remix here that... what was his name? Duke Slayer 64 created. I got a lot of enjoyment, man, out of this. So good job, Duke Slayer. I gave him a sub, so I recommend you guys do the same, too. And from the look of his page, he's got a few of these that he's kind of remastered and done some other stuff. And even looks like he's even done some Nirvana. And some Alice in Chains. He's done some other stuff too. We'll put his link up in the description, and I'll throw it up on the screen for you here. But as a song, man, just going into a song, yeah, is some of the. Some of the, what do you call it, mixing not just the greatest? It's not, but I mean, look what you're working with, man. You're working with these stems that you made yourself. I mean, I'm not going to be as harsh as some, because I was reading some of the comments in the comment section on YouTube of his video, and they're pretty ruthless, man. I'm not going to go that far. It wasn't that bad at all. It was actually really good. I'm going to also give this a 3 out of 5.
All right.
And so if you follow the link down below on the screen, youtube.com/actdukeslayer64, give your boy, show your boy some love for making this.
Hell, yeah, there's even a full remaster of User Illusion 3, which I guess was a fan album full of like other live stuff and some unreleased shit. So there's a full remaster of that too. You can check out on his channel.
Oh, nice.
I'll be sure to check that. 2023 version of Oh My God, which I'll have to check out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited to see it. You like to see it. You like to see it.
You love to see it.
That's right. And guys, I'll tell you what you're going to love to see. On Wednesday, here on Guns and Radio, Spring Break motherfucking continues.
Oh, we're both looking at the same time.
Spring Break continues, and we're going to be checking out. It's my choice. It's my choice.
Dustin's the dealer, and it's his choice.
All right. I said you was going to like it. I said even Mason Frost wasn't going to be able to bitch about it. That's because I have chosen a Loaded song. Now, wait.
What the fuck?
I know. Now, hold on, kids. Before you all just tune out and you're like, fuck that. It's the Loaded cover of Got Me Under Pressure by ZZ Top.
Okay.
And so I'm pretty excited for that. So if you're a rock and roll fan, you want to hear us listen to some ZZ Top. We kind of listened to some Kansas today.
Yeah. Or Todd Rundgren.
Is that Kansas? It's not Kansas? I always
thought it's not Kansas. Hang on. Todd Rundgren is an American musician and singer.
Huh.
He's still alive. Thank goodness.
Okay. Well, good. There we go. I was expecting we were going to get the Kansas version of Dust in the Wind, but so it's a different song altogether then.
Yeah.
That makes me feel a lot better about this whole situation. So, anyway, next time on Guns and Radio, come back on Wednesday. Spring Break continues. We're going to be checking out Got Me Under Pressure by Loaded. And until then, I'm Dusty Bone.
I'm Chris Caputo. Spring Break week 2 continues. Woo-hoo! We'll see y'all on Hump Day, a.k.a. Wednesday. Peace.